Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Taking Your Next Step podcast from Collegians for Christ. Through each episode, we will journey together focusing on knowing what you believe and why you believe it. If you are eager, like I am, to strengthen your faith, then take your next step now by joining us in today's episode. On today's episode, we'll take our discussion on prayer one step further and link it together with fasting. Jesus had much to say on the matter of fasting, but he also made a very interesting connection in Mark chapter 9 with prayer and fasting. As we come to the context here of what we're talking about, Jesus has commissioned the disciples. They're going out. They're going out by two. They're preaching. They're healing. They're casting out demons. They're accomplishing great things. And then we come to Mark chapter 9, and we see that three of them have gone up with Jesus to the Mount of Transfiguration. And so James, Peter, and John are up there. A miraculous thing is going on for them. While they're there, the nine disciples that are behind are there with a crowd. And a man brings his son to them, and he brings him to him for them to heal. But as we read this passage and read the account, they're unable to heal the man's son. And this begins to cause a lot of commotion and confusion, and Jesus walks down right at this moment. And that's kind of where we pick up here in our passage, Mark chapter 9, verse 18 through 21. Jesus comes down and sees that the scribes are kind of debating, questioning his disciples. And so Jesus picks up and says, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit." And he begins to describe, wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And so here we see the problem. Satan had a stronghold in this boy's life. And Satan, this demon, controlled this boy's thoughts and actions from a child. Now, if we were to be on the outside looking in, what would we describe, or how would we describe this boy? Some people may say, well, he's having some seizures, some type of epileptic seizures would maybe what it looked like. Somebody would say maybe he's medically ill. Some people would try to connect and say, hey, he's mentally ill. Something's going on there. Some people say, hey, he's suicidal, because we'll see the father will tell us in verse 20, or tells us here that he cast him in the waters, verse 22, and oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. So we understand he had tried to kill himself. Maybe somebody say he's strung out on drugs, he's crazy, he's an outcast. There's all different types of ways you and I may perceive this young boy, but the reality of it is he was demon-possessed. And so the father, in his exasperation, brings him to the disciples. And he said, if I bring him to the disciples, they will heal. I've heard all the healing. Jesus is healed. So he came in confidence, but they could not cast out this devil and heal him. You see, they had used the same programs, the same methods. They were confident. Everything had worked before, but something was different. And Jesus goes down. Jesus heals this boy. And his disciples get along privately. And they asked, why could not we cast him out? And he made this statement, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Now, this spirit Jesus referred to him differently. Even the way it's described, the other accounts with demons, they would react to Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Please send us into the swine. Don't do this to us. But this one was very defiant. And this evil spirit's reaction to Christ was very unique in comparison to others. When he was brought to Jesus, it says when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. So that was the spirit's reaction to Christ. And Jesus referred to it as a dumb spirit, dumb and deaf spirit, and foul spirit. And so here we have a major problem. And Jesus says, look, this is a different kind. And so as the disciples get alone, they want to know what happened. Their inquiry here is, what happened? We did this before. Why did we fail? And Jesus begins to point out they failed to recognize that this was a different kind. You and I understand that there is a spiritual warfare going on all around us. And we understand that there is a hierarchy within Satan's kingdom. They were facing a different kind, a stronger kind, if you will. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11 and 12 tell us about this hierarchy. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood," but then goes through here and lists against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And so here Scripture lists for you and I a really hierarchy within Satan's kingdom. And so some of the other spirits that had been active in the New Testament were of a lower kind. Here, this is a different kind. The ones they had been casting out were subject, but this one was more defiant. It was obviously higher up, if you will, or had a stronger ability to fight than the others. And we understand that as we look around, some things you can manage with prayer. Some things you cannot manage with just prayer. And so the disciples failed because they failed to recognize this was a different kind. Jesus is teaching them that. They also failed because without Jesus present, their faith and spiritual energy shrunk. They had been careless in their spiritual walk and prayer life. They were equipped to do this. Jesus had sent them out to heal and to cast out demons, no matter what type they had come across. But here, there's something happens to them as well. It's this kind, but there's also something going on in their personal life. Jesus had given the disciples the authority, but they had not yet learned how to truly access God's power. And then Jesus would point out that it was their unbelief in Matthew chapter 7. He would go a little bit further in deep detail in that passage and to refer, because of your unbelief, they must have failed to believe in the power of Jesus. But they had just done all this. They had just accomplished so much. It shows you and I we can get in the motions. We can check box, okay, Sunday morning, I'm serving, I'm doing this, and week in, week out, and think that we have the ability and power to do things, but that can blind us to a spiritual default or defect that's going on in our lives. You see, their weakness was not preparing their heart or spirit. They trusted in the previous experiences and victories. They used their own power. They went through the motions without God's help. And notice what this caused. It gave the enemies, the scribes, grounds to debate and argue the reality of Jesus and his power. That's what Jesus came up on. Why are you arguing? What are you debating with my disciples about? Essentially, they're saying, you say that this Jesus can heal. You're saying that this Jesus can provide hope and peace to people's lives. He can't. I mean, their inability here had great effect. Our inability to fulfill the task, the power that Jesus has given us for you and I just to go through the motions can cause confusion, disbelief, and cause grounds for debate. And it failed to give Jesus the glory. Now, as you and I were to see someone laying on the ground, there could be a couple things wrong with them. One, they could be laying there asleep on the floor. They could be taking a nap. They could be there because they have fainted and they're unconscious at the moment. Maybe they had a heart attack. Excuse me. They could be laying there and they have just passed out. They're not breathing, but they're not fully dead at the moment. They need CPR. They could be laying there and they've been there for a while dead. Now, you see, if the person's sleeping and I go up to give them CPR, they're going to think I'm a weirdo. Get off of me. But if I think the person who has fainted is unconscious and needs CPR is sleeping and I just start poking them, that's not going to fix them either. You see, it's vital that you and I have the correct diagnosis in order to prescribe or to do the correct treatment. You and I need to understand what is going on around us. You and I need to understand when we begin to get powerless, we need to look into our own spiritual life, our own spiritual walk. We also need to look and say, this may be a different kind. This may be a battle bigger than just what prayer is going to accomplish. Some situations are harder, but they still can be cast out. Some prayers are harder, but still can be answered. And Jesus gives us a solution here at the bottom of our passage. He says, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. So prayer alone would not do the job. So here he begins to talk about fasting. We talk about fasting as something we may not hear a lot about, but we're talking about abstaining from eating typically when you hear the word fast. You may hear a doctor say, hey, you had this procedure at 12 o'clock. You need to fast. You need to not eat anything. You can have liquid or you can have nothing, no liquid nor food. So you're withholding something we won't or normally use. You're sacrificing something. It can be food, but it doesn't only have to be food. And so we'll talk about fasting in more detail on next week's episode. I don't quite have time. We could dive into it a little bit, but I'd rather give it the time that it needs so that we can truly understand what fasting means, how we can fast, the motivation and purpose behind it, and then try to practice fasting in our own life, because there's going to be situations in your life where prayer is just not enough. And you may be thinking of something right now. You may be up against a wall. You may be up against something with a friend, a family member, a coworker, a spouse, whatever it is, where you just don't feel like anything's prevailing. It may be this kind, this situation, this thing that's going on can only come forth by prayer and fasting. Thank you for taking the time to listen. If this podcast has been helpful to you, please share it with a friend or subscribe to stay up to date on the latest episodes. You can connect with Collegians for Christ online for more information and resources at cfccampusministry.com.